Hi, and welcome to this edition of Side Retired, the MLB podcast. It's Dylan joined alongside James. And today, with it being Christmas week, we are doing what teams should want on their Christmas wish list. And then as a result, to make this not a super long episode, we divided it into two parts. This is part one, breaking down the National League teams. You can find the American League teams right below this on your timeline on Twitter, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, a bunch of other websites that we are working on as well that you can find in our Linktree link on Twitter. We also have a bunch of exciting things coming up in the future that we're not just yet ready to announce. However, pretty sure by January 1st or maybe even next week's episode, we will have a nice little surprise or two for you guys. You can already get a sneak peek that our Twitter has begun to change. The Apple Podcast description has changed. The logo is a little different. So you can sort of get a sense of what's going on behind the scenes. But as you will see in short order, things will change relatively soon. But James and I will still be here. Speaking of James, James, how are you doing today?
Doing good. Christmas right around the corner. And I think this should be a fun episode.
Sounds good. And we are both home from college now, so fingers crossed that the Wi-Fi works better than it has the past couple of episodes. As we mentioned already, we're going to be breaking down the things that National League teams should want to happen in the next couple of months, whether that's trade signings, off-the-field fun issues, maybe some on-the-field things reflecting on 2021. Other things, we'll start with a team that has gotten a lot already, and Stevie Claus, Stevie Cohen has done quite a number of things. Max Scherzer, Starling Marte, Buck Showalter, the most recent signing for the Mets. But three things we identified that the Mets need to change slash do is they need to hire more than two coaches. Right now, it's just Jeremy Hefner, Buck Showalter. Maybe they could retire the number five for David Wright. And just plain and simple, don't mess things up. They're the winners of the offseason so far. So now let's translate that to the winners of the actual regular season. So out of those three things, which do you want to identify and talk about more with the Mets?
I think you have to pick don't Mets things up. I mean, you know, typically you see the Mets, you know, they make a splash here or there every couple of years. You know, they think they're contenders. You know, they play the first month of the season good, and then they're horrible. So, I mean, that's a typical Mets move. And, as a Mets fan, you just have to hope that they don't do it again this year in 2022.
And I think with the other things, they're both eventually going to happen. David Wright's number will be retired at some point, maybe if it's now or in the future. And they will eventually get a coaching staff, which normally isn't that exciting of a process. I know names such as like Brian Butterfield, maybe even the guys they interviewed for the manager spot could come on as a bench coach, like Matt Quattraro or something like that. Carlos Delgado sounds like a hitting coach name that I'd love to see happen, but I doubt it actually does. But those things will eventually get figured out, and don't mess things up is a pretty good goal slash Christmas wish list for Mets fans.
The Miami, you know, most likely, yeah. I think we could see some COVID come into play for the Mets this year. I think that would be that would be a really nice way to have it all go down.
With the Miami Marlins, we said that they should wish for a healthy Sixto Sanchez, who was supposed to be their top prospect. That was basically a wash this year because he was injured all year, as well as maybe they could acquire a star in free agency just to prove that they mean business in the NL East, whether that's Correa, Nick Castellanos, or Michael Conforto. Do you see either of those happening?
I could see a signing happen. I think they're ready to kind of get into contention. Their window is starting to open. So I could see a big signing potentially happening for the Marlins this offseason once the lockout's over.
If you look at the Philadelphia Phillies depth chart, their outfield features, of course, Bryce Harper, which no one's going to complain about. However, after that, you have Adam Haseley, Mickey Moniak, Jalen Ortiz, and Matt Vierling. None of those guys have any relatively large sample size in the major leagues. I know Mickey Moniak was a top prospect, but I don't think you're ready to thrust him in as your outfielder number two. So as a result, the Phillies, can you please sign an outfielder not named Bryce Harper? Literally any outfielder not named Bryce Harper. Like Brett Gardner could even be a solid everyday outfielder for them at this point.
Yeah, I agree. The Phillies have a great top end to their roster, but after those superstars they have, it is ugly. It is horrific. So they have a lot of problems they need to address on their roster before they could really think about making a deep run in the playoffs.
The Washington Nationals, because I go to college in D.C. at Georgetown, the National Stadium is still filled with Max Scherzer and Trey Turner posters everywhere. I went earlier this week just to double check. And yes, Max Scherzer's big eye poster is still around the stadium and all that stuff. So please, for the sake of fans, can we get all that stuff removed, especially considering Scherzer now plays for the New York Mets? And maybe you could also add a sidekick in who's a little bit better than Josh Bell for Juan Soto, because he right now feels like a man on an island all alone by himself.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the Nationals are in a bad spot. At least they have Josiah Gray, you know, if you're a Nationals fan. Kiberto Ruiz, you know, you got some prospects back for Trey Turner, the Trey Turner fleecing. So at least that should make Nationals fans happy for a little bit. But so
The Braves, I'll let you pick the direction we go in, because on one side you do have, they can get a nice shelf to put their World Series ring on and celebrate the fact that they just won everything and be in a very happy-go-lucky mood. However, at the same time, Freddie Freeman is just sitting out there in free agency saying, hey guys, am I coming back? Or you already see the Dodgers and Yankees sort of waiting for the, if the Braves aren't signing them, they're going to pounce on them. So Braves fans, should you be more wanting Freddie Freeman badly, or can you just say, hey, we technically won the World Series last year?
I think as a Braves fan, you really want Freddie back at this point. I mean, he's kind of been that guy. He's been that guy that's, you know, you really think of whenever you think of the Braves franchise. I mean, obviously, you know, they used to have Chipper. They used to have guys like that. But now when you think of the Braves, you think of Freddie Freeman. And so I think if the Braves don't sign Freddie back, that would be a huge, huge sore spot for Atlanta to have to look back upon, because that's their guy. I mean, he's been a great guy for the franchise ever since he went up to the big leagues. And I mean, I think that's every Braves fan's favorite player. So I think as a Braves fan, you have to be wishing to get him back for next season.
Another guy that could be coming back, the Chicago Cubs. Maybe it's time to bring one of the 2016 boys home, whether that's Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, or Kyle Schwarber. Do you see any of that happening?
No. I think that the big Marcus Stroman signing will be the only move we see from Chicago this offseason.
The St. Louis Cardinals, we can go in three directions. We can either hope for a Jack Flaherty bounce back season. He was just injury plagued this year. We fully expect him probably to bounce back if he's healthy, could coincide with Adam Wainwright at the top of their rotation. Maybe they make the big splash and go after Carlos Correa if they want to move on from Paul DeJong at shortstop. Or third, and probably the most nostalgic of the three, Albert Pujols returning for his final season in the MLB.
I think as a Cardinals fan, you really want to get that shortstop. You want Correa, you want Story, you want someone like that that can be a game changer on offense and defense for you, because, you know, shortstop is really the only position this season you could argue was maybe not as strong of a spot for the Cardinals. And yeah, I mean, I think the Cardinals believe their window's fully open and this is their time to try and make the World Series push. So I think, yeah, as a Cardinals fan, you're really looking for that shortstop position to be solidified this offseason.
Percentage chance that you think Albert Pujols returns to St. Louis next year?
Zero.
Ooh, all right. The Milwaukee Brewers. Can someone please find and locate the real Christian Yelich? Because he has been missing since that MVP campaign and has had back problems the last couple of years. So hopefully that's not going to derail his career a la Don Mattingly, David Wright, but anyone can find the real Christian Yelich, I'm sure Brewers fans would appreciate. And also maybe a boxing glove for Devin Williams, as he kind of missed the playoffs last year because he broke his hand celebrating their playoff run.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. but yeah, hopefully Yelich can find his stride again after a down 2020 and 2021. Because the league's just better when Christian Yelich is a dog.
For the Cincinnati Reds, it seems like Nick Castellanos is moving on, although his market hasn't really developed to the point that we expected it to. Obviously, now it's fully shut down, but maybe Michael Conforto fits with the Cincinnati Reds, especially with that short right field, Great American Ballpark. Most people call it Great American Small Park. So if Conforto took a one-year contract, that could boost up his value to get the big deal in 2023. Maybe he fits with the Cincinnati Reds. Otherwise, they can just hope that guys like Mike Moustakas and Eugenio Suarez remember that they're actually good at baseball and they used to be all-star players.
Yeah, I think as a Reds fan, actually what you're hoping for is that you stop being mid, like the meme. Mm-hmm. You know, you haven't won a World Series since I guess it's been a while. I mean, the last time you went to the playoffs, you got smashed by the Braves, even though you had that amazing pitching staff. So yeah, I think the Reds, you know, just want to have a nice season, make the playoffs, and maybe make it past the first or second round.
For the Pittsburgh Pirates, we tried. Like, we really thought long and hard about what do the Pittsburgh Pirates fans really want. And we could say, yes, it's tank season 2022 for another number one overall draft pick. But we went with hopefully the Steelers make a trade for Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers. That way, by June, July, you're already thinking about football as opposed to baseball. Because I don't think there's going to be a lot of pretty things happening in Pittsburgh this season.
Yeah, I agree with that. Just focus on your other sports. You got hockey, you got football. So yeah, I mean, just tune into the Penguins and tune into the Steelers off season, because there's no point in turning on a baseball game, at least for the next 2 or 3 years.
For the LA Dodgers, I think at this point, after losing Scherzer, you sort of have to convince Clayton Kershaw it's not time to retire yet. I know Andrew Friedman said he didn't offer him the qualifying offer because Kershaw wasn't ready to decide within those 10 days whether he was continuing his baseball career or not. So at this point, with the uncertainty around Bauer, you don't want to leave Bueller and Urias all alone in the rotation. So getting Clayton Kershaw to come back would definitely be a plus. Other than that, just don't play any Corey Seager nostalgic videos on the Jumbotron. I'm not sure 100%. Do the Rangers come to the LA at some point this season? I'll double check that as we're speaking right now, but
probably
please don't.
Not. I can't imagine that they're, I mean, AL West, NL West, you never know, but
it's like, just don't play a lot of Texas Rangers clips and we should be good to go. I'm looking through as we speak right now.
I think the Dodgers, you know, as a Dodgers fan, I know it's going to sound silly, but I think you really want to hope that Trevor Bauer comes back, because I mean, he's still a Cy Young pitcher, and I mean, now he's had all this extra time, you know, this off time to really work on his stuff. I mean, I feel like he's probably found a new substance by now to become elite. So I think as a Dodgers fan, you really want him back, and he can give that substance to your whole staff. So then you have another, I mean, an even more elite pitching staff than you already do.
All right. I won't go in that direction, but I will say, taking aside all of the allegations and everything that comes along with Trevor Bauer, he is a good pitcher, like baseball wise only. He's a Cy Young winner in 2020. He performed well at the beginning of 2021. So you'd be lying to yourself if you're saying Trevor Bauer, the baseball player, does not help your team. Plus, if you're going to have to pay him that $40 million salary anyways, might as well utilize his talents. And the Texas Rangers do not play the Dodgers this year. The Dodgers play the AL Central team. So they're lucky on that front. The San Francisco Giants basically have to pray that 2021 wasn't a fluke season, whether that's for Brandon Crawford, Brandon Belt, Logan Webb, Anthony DeSclafani. The list goes on and on and on of guys that performed really well in 2021 that we didn't really expect them to. So just hope that you can maintain 80% of what you were last year.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you just want to stay healthy, make the playoffs, and hopefully you can go on a push.
The San Diego Padres, is it too soon to be hoping for insurance on that Fernando Tatis contract, as he is already looking like he might be injury prone and it could go backwards? But of course, he is still probably a top five talent in the game. So I don't think anyone's regretting that contract, but just maybe a little insurance on it.
I think as a Padres fan, you're hoping that Fernando Tatis learns how to play defense. You know, he seems to have that hitting and running stuff down pretty good. You know, the defense is a lot of bit suspect. And so hopefully, I mean, you know, you'd hate to see a talent like him become a designated hitter at age 27 or 28. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully he can figure it out somewhere on the diamond. I mean, first base, third base. I mean, he definitely can't play shortstop for the outfield. So second base, I mean, I don't know. At this point, maybe even throw him behind the dish for a couple games to see if he can do something back there. Because whenever we saw him in the outfield and a shortstop, it just seemed to be a constant error machine.
And a suitor for the Will Myers, Eric Hosmer contracts, maybe a rebuilding team, if you attach them to a prospect, would be nice as well. For the Colorado Rockies, this is another tough one. Do they want Trevor Story to come back? Obviously, you want a superstar. There were even ties to Chris Bryant earlier in the offseason, but that made literally no sense to anybody. maybe it's time to hit the reset button. I know there have been lots of calls for their general manager and their front office to sort of get a shaking up. They recently brought back Clint Hurdle into the mix, so maybe he is a veteran presence that'll be a bridge between the front office and the coaching staff. But in general, I don't even know what to wish for if you're a Rockies fan.
I think you hope for a new stadium because Coors Field really never seems to treat them well. you know, the pitchers always suck. Yeah, they hit, but they still lose ball games. I mean, they really haven't been a playoff contender in the last. Well, actually, they did make that one run versus the Brewers, and I think that was 19. But other than that, they really haven't been a contender for a while. So I think you're just hoping for a new stadium that maybe isn't as big and doesn't make the baseballs fly as far.
With the Arizona Diamondbacks, our final team, and wow, we are really ending on two pretty bad teams. That's on my part with doing the Rockies and the Diamondbacks last, but the Arizona Diamondbacks, maybe someone to take on Madison Bumgarner's big contract. Maybe it's a team like the Mets who have salary space to absorb a contract like that, or similar to the Pittsburgh Pirates, just enjoy the Phoenix Suns who are winning the Western Conference right now. So you should have basketball that occupies at least the first half of your MLB season. And maybe by then some top prospects are making their debuts in Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you just have to hope that their prospects pan out. I mean, nothing really more to wish for down there in Arizona. They're still going to be horrible. Still probably not going to win 60 games, so not a lot to watch in Arizona.
I think one guy to look out for, and he didn't have a good 2021 season at all, is Pavin Smith. He is a first base slash outfield prospect, so I think with regular playing time in 2022, and they're going to give him all the rope possible because he was a former top prospect. I believe he was a first-round draft pick for them in 2017, so they're not going to let him struggle so much that they'll bench him. He's sort of just going to ride it out and could get a lot of playing time on a not-so-great team in 2022, so that is a name to watch. That is it for the National League. I don't know if there's anything else we want to add. Maybe in the future we'll revisit these, see how many got actually checked off the wish list, but for now, unless there's anything else you have to add.
No, nothing else. I feel like that's pretty straightforward. Yeah, I mean, hopefully some of these teams get what they want
and
this offseason.
Of course, there's also an American League episode of, or American League version of this episode that should actually, I guess, technically be above this if we're releasing this one first. Go check these two out. They're each going to be like 20 minutes long. If you enjoy it, James, Dylan, we'll be back in the future with a couple exciting announcements next week. So Merry Christmas and hope your MLB team does stuff while we wait during this lockdown. And with that, side is retired.